We're in conversation next with Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, who is the chairperson of SAMA, to try and understand more about this rare disease and how the public can identify early symptoms, that is the GBS. So the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority has confirmed that a person died of the GBS that was casually linked to the receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine following a prolonged hospital stay. GBS has been identified before as a possible side effect of the vaccine as a post-infection complication of the COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Mvuyisi, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us.
And thanks for having me in your program.
What is GBS?
Guillain-Barré syndrome is a syndrome that affects the nerves. The body immune system acting against the nerves. That would lead to weaknesses of muscles, muscle ache, numbness. Twitches that you could also experience. It could also affect the breathing patterns and the heart. You'll recall that the body, the nervous system is the electric activity of the body. So if you have that, you'll have everything that works with that circuit disturbed. So you'll have all these symptoms that could also lead to death.
And how is it induced, or is it something that is hereditary?
No, it's not really hereditary. It's acquired. It could be through infections. Any infection could cause it, especially viruses, but also some medications, including vaccines, can cause it. So it's a variety of issues that could lead to GBS.
Yeah. So in this particular case, why would a vaccine from J&J lead to a fatality?
Well, like I said, if there's an adverse event or a side effect, it really depends on when it is discovered. It's same like a disease. If it's not discovered in the early stages, it could lead to complications because no one is attending to it, even if it progresses. So, knowledge about it, even if you don't know about it, if you've received an injection recently and you feel those symptoms that I mentioned earlier, you need to approach the closest health facility so that you can be assisted. First of all, it needs to be identified, then it needs to be staged, and obviously the treatment should be appropriate, or management should be appropriate to the stage of that condition.
Mm-hmm. So it is possible to treat it and then the patient then heals from it?
Yes, there are survivors, many survivors from Guillain-Barré syndrome than deaths. But then, like I said, it depends on when the condition was discovered.
Does the age of the patient matter at all?
Always in diseases, age matters. You'll recall that the body, the activity declines as you grow up. So including your immune system, it starts to, go down as you grow up. So it would really matter. The age matters.
Yeah, and then just quickly speak to us about the rarity of this GBS.
It's a very rare condition, especially when it comes to medication, including the ones that we are already used to. It's not a new condition; it's just that it's rare. It also can occur with the vaccines, like you have noted there. You could have millions of people vaccinating, but you'll have those few cases that would have Guillain-Barré syndrome, that would need to be attended to as soon as possible when the symptoms are identified.
Thank you so much for your time. Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa, who is the chairperson of SAMA, and that information being shared from the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority that one person has died from GBS, and this has been directly linked to receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. 011-714-2006, your tweets at Aldrin St. Pierre and your voice notes on 0614-104-107. By the way, SAHPRA still maintains that vaccines is the best way to fight the virus.